and welcome to Banter, the panel game where we try to establish what's hot and what's not. I'm Andrew Collins, and joining me to hammer out top threes in categories covering anything from Pat Butcher to Josephine Baker are Miranda Hart.
Hello.
Richard Herring.
Hello.
Russell Howard.
Hello.
And Will Smith.
Hello.
OK, before the show, each of our panellists was given a different category. They were asked to write down their top three for that category and to put their answers into a noisy envelope. Between the rest of us, we'll be trying to come up with top threes for each of these four categories, one by one, with points scored for good suggestions, good objections, and for naming any of my personal favourites, at which you'll hear this. And if you're expecting Nigel Rees, tough. So, the fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Let's go to our first top three. Our first category is your top three scientific discoveries. Now, in each round, whoever filled in the envelope for the category in question sits out the chat. In this case, that's Miranda, so if you'd sit this one out, please.
Fine, I might go and have a cup of tea and maybe a little bath.
OK, then, scientific discoveries. We'll start with Will, because you look most like an inventor.
I like to think back, ladies and gentlemen, to 10 or so years ago. Say you're sitting at your computer, and you think, you know what I really want to do is see David Hasselhoff drunk, or a man accidentally hitting himself with a hammer, or a man hitting himself on purpose with a hammer. But you have no way of accessing this, so I give to you the internet. I mean, it's the greatest tool of communication that mankind has ever known, and we use it mainly for rubbish. But it's fantastic. I absolutely love it, because when I was growing up, I'd video kind of all the appearances on Top of the Pops from Dire Straits and Marillion and all the hot, cool bands. But I never went as far as, you know, putting it actually on my computer. But now some other freak has done that for me.
Any other scientific discovery? I imagine they'd all be overshadowed by the internet now.
The wheel.
The wheel's a pretty good one.
It's got to be up
there. Wouldn't have had the internet without a wheel.
Why?
Because the boat wouldn't have been able to get to work to invent it, would it?
Lego.
Is that a discovery? It's bricks. Was the early discovery?
Yeah, well, no, it comes from plastics. They were found in the plastic mines when.
How plastic was invented. John Wesley Hyatt formulated celluloid plastic, and the reason he made it was a substitute for ivory in the manufacture of billiard balls.
Wow!
We wouldn't have plastic if it wasn't for posh English people playing billiards.
What about GPS, like sat-nav?
Sat-nav.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, how on earth did we live without it, I asked myself?
Well,
maps.
Wasn't it originally... It was originally designed to put on bombs so we could kill people, and now we can have Mr. T tell us how to get to the shops.
Do you have Mr. T on your...
You can have Mr. T. I haven't. You know, he'd drive me mad.
Does he say fool if you take the wrong turn?
Does he refuse to take you to the airport, though, as well, in case...
What about fire?
Fire.
Imagine the first caveman that learnt how to harness fire.
And he would have gone, I'm going to get so much tail with this.
Imagine that.
Richard Herring.
I like Einstein's theory of relativity, that time moves more slowly when you spend it with your relatives. definitely got that right. There's a couple that I think are a bit... Gravity was not much of a discovery. I think, you know, I think for Newton to claim that was... Just, you know, he noticed things... People had noticed that things fell to the floor before. And also Archimedes, who discovered that if you get in a bath, that you displace the water. I knew that when I was 3 years old. Archimedes is an idiot. I'm a fond of Mendel, who discovered the rules of heredity, because he had peas and stuff, then he had pea plants. And he realised that... Come on, you must know about Mendel.
No. You're talking in tongues, man. He had peas.
And he realised that the offspring of plants would share the characteristics of the plants, but everyone at the time thought he was an idiot and ridiculed him like you are now.
Yeah, well,
and yet
like you've just ridiculed Newton.
He was he was an idiot.
Kids look like their parents, is basically what he said. Well done, Mendel.
Peas. He didn't go that far, it was just peas.
Peas.
You haven't guessed my scientific discovery. You probably
cloning.
Why on earth would I like cloning? I hate cloning.
Yeah.
Dolly the sheep, I don't like all that. We got enough sheep.
That was never a counter-argument, was it? We got enough sheep!
That'd be good to have a clone of yourself, wouldn't it? Imagine that. You're ill today, Rich.
Yeah,
you could just lie at home, just send your clone.
Planes, cars, blow-up dogs.
Well, do you know, you just
propellers.
Said cars. Well, my favourite scientific discovery is based on the early car. which is leaded petrol, which was invented in 1921 by Thomas Midgley. Thomas Midgley also invented CFCs and leaded petrol within a couple of years of each other.
But aren't they both really bad for the environment?
They pretty much killed the planet. One man killed the planet. That is an inventor, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's some inventor.
Andrew, that's a Bond villain.
Yeah.
Time is up on this topic, so I'll be asking you for your top threes. But I must remind you first about the Joker. As usual, if any of your top threes match what Miranda has in her envelope, you'll get a bonus point for each match. But if you think you can predict some of Miranda's answers, you can play your Joker and get double points for every one that you match up with. So you've all got one Joker. You have to play it at one point during the game. Russell, we'll start with you. What are your top three scientific discoveries, and are you going to play your Joker?
I'm not going to play my Joker. Okay. I'm going to go for the wheel, fire, and the internet.
OK. Richard Herring, what have you got?
I'll go for the theory of relativity, evolution, and DNA.
Will Smith.
No joker, but I will go for the internet, anaesthetic, and electricity.
OK, so nobody has played their joker. Let us then turn to Miranda Hart. Will you tell us what's in your envelope, please? Your top three scientific discoveries.
My top three are electricity,
wow. Ooh.
Flight, and the bra.
Now,
listen to all the women applauding.
And some men, let's be fair.
And some men.
2 points there because a massive response.
Well, it's very important, without which I would have to remain motionless all my life.
So, Miranda, you matched up electricity with Will. That means you both get 1 point. We add up all the points scored in that round, and we find out that in last place is Russell Howard, joint second, Richard Herring and Will Smith. In first place, Miranda Hart. OK, now for one of our quickfire rounds. This one's called Either Or, where we award points not for the answer, but for the reason behind it. Will, you're first. Either or. Fish or chips?
Well, of course, Fish is one of my favourite singers, but Chips is also one of my favourite TV shows. If you could combine the two, a rock star cop on a bike, I'd be happy.
4 points, I think, for that. OK, Richard Herring. Divide or conquer?
It's not usually a choice, you know, it's usually divide and conquer. It's not like you divide an enemy and then just go, well, we'll leave it now. So I think it's divide and conquer.
And you want a point for that?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Miranda Hart, Facebook or MySpace?
Definitely Facebook.
Why?
For its sordid eavesdropping nature. It's weird and wrong, but brilliant. I actually, in the name of research, went on Facebook and dished some dirt on a fellow panellist. Russell, he's got a fan page. You've got 1,772 fans. And there's one lady who goes, this guy's a legend. I'm going to see him in, like, 17 days in Reading. Well, it's either 17 or it's not. And then she goes, bring on the asthma attack. I love Facebook, what can I say?
I'll give you 3 points for that.
Thanks.
And Russell.
With your army of wheezy fans.
Oh, dear.
Russell, Blues Brothers or Sister Act?
I'd have to go for Blues Brothers because nuns freak me out.
Is that Catholic guilt?
I don't know what it is. It's just nuns and their eyes. I start thinking, oh, God, I'm going to do something weird. I'm going to, like, punch one of them.
2 points for that. OK, we'll add those points onto our scoreboard and move straight on to our second top three. And this time it's your top three famous last words. Russell, you're sitting this one out, so why don't you start us off, Will Smith.
Do you want me to say them and then you guys guess?
Yeah. Oh, a little pop quiz.
OK. I would have followed you to the end, my captain, my brother, my king.
That's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, who is it though?
Boromir.
Yes. Yeah. 1 point to you.
Wow. And I give the points out.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
And 1 point to you.
Yeah. Boromir, because it's just a fantastic death scene where he finally acknowledges that Aragorn is the rightful king of Gondor.
Can I say something?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about sewing and cooking in a minute, love. But this here is man talk. They couldn't hit an elephant at this distance. That's a classic.
No, but it's actually at this distance...
Yeah, yeah, he gets shot as he does it. He's a General John Sedgwick, who's a Union commander in the American Civil War, and his men are saying they're kind of shooting at us, and he says they couldn't hit an elephant at this distance, and then takes one to the face. I've got one more. Leonardo da Vinci. So, I have offended God and mankind because my work did not reach the quality it should have. I just think that really depresses me because he's a man of immense artistic and scientific achievements, and if he felt depressed at his lack of achievements, I just think, God, what's Dean Gaffney going to feel like on his deathbed? I mean, what's he got to look at?
I'll give you a point for getting a clap there, and we'll go to Miranda Hart.
Well, I like a good old-fashioned theatrical lovey sort of last words. I like Noel Coward's, which was, good night, darlings, I'll see you tomorrow. They won't, they didn't. It's a great gag, Noel. So I like that. And John Barrymore, the American actor, said, die, I should say, not dear fellow. No Barrymore would allow such a conventional thing to happen to him. I just love the theatricality of that.
It's good, especially with the Barrymore that we're now thinking of.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of John Barrowman.
Well, I don't...
That's what I'm thinking of. Is he dead?
John...
I thought he couldn't die,
Barrymore. And Oscar Wilde's Either That Wallpaper Goes or I Do, another classic British... It's brilliant.
Richard Herring.
I quite like this one, there wasn't a good reason for it. Anna Pavlova, the ballerina, her final words were, get my swan costume ready. Which was obviously something to do with Swan Lake, but it'd be quite good if just, well... Matt, get the swan costume ready. I'm about to die. Dylan Thomas, I've had 18 straight whiskies. I think that's the record. Not if you then die. Part of the record is you have to be alive. Supposedly, Captain Oates' last words are, I'm just going outside and I may be some time. When he got outside, he probably went, blimey, it's a bit cold out here. Wish I hadn't said that whole thing. It'd be embarrassing to go back now.
It was his birthday. It's just horrific. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, 32nd birthday.
Well, I imagine if they were organising a surprise party for
him. Yeah, where's he gone? Like that.
Right, finally he's out. Someone get the streamers.
He's been gone ages.
You won't get mine. It's from a film, I'll give you that.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
No, it's from Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah. All these memories will be lost like tears in rain.
Time to die. Which would be moving if the man who said them wasn't called Roy Batty.
Yeah.
OK, then, that is your lot. Time to give us your final top threes. Don't forget, you have to match up here with what Russell has in his envelope. So let's start with Miranda. Do you want to play your joker, and what are your top threes?
I might just play my joker.
Good for you.
I think Russell would like I Told You I Was Ill, Spike Milligan.
Nice.
I'm just going outside and maybe some time. And Et Tu Brute.
Nice. OK, then, Will, your top three, and do you want to play your joker?
I won't play the joker. I'll go with... I would have followed you to the end, my Captain Marvel, my King, Boromir from Fellowship of the Ring. Alan! From The Wild Geese. And if you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine, which is Obi-Wan Kenobi, even though it's an empty threat, considering what he should have said in light of the later films, is if you strike me down, I shall make intermittent appearances as a ghostly apparition, mainly for the purposes of plot exposition. But it's still a great line.
Richard Herring.
I will go for Marie Antoinette, said, Monsieur, I beg your pardon, as she stepped on the executioner's foot. Karl Panzram...
Serial killer.
He was executed by hanging. Said, hurry it up, you hoosier bastard. I could hang a dozen men while you're screwing around. because Russell in the dressing room asked me if V meant five, I'm guessing that he was gone for Bugger Bogner by George V. I've used sneaky
inside. Okay, then Russell, what are your top three famous last words?
Yes. Bugger Bogner, George V, and they couldn't hit an elephant at this distance. And the third one was either that wallpaper goes or I do.
Okay, so no extra points for Miranda, who played her Joker. However, Richard Herring did indeed match up with Bugger Bogner. So you get a point, as do you, Russell, and we'll add those up to the other points scored in that round. And we find out that in last place currently is Russell Howard. Joint second place, Miranda Hart and Richard Herring, which means Will Smith is in first place. OK, time for another quick-fire round. This time it's Simply the Best, where we get our audience involved. So, guests, I'd like all four of you to write down your favourite Spice Girl, please. As the audience arrived today, we asked them who their favourite Spice Girl is or was. Our guests will score points if their favourite is the same as the overall audience favourite. So, Richard Herring, your favourite Spice Girl, please.
Sporty Spice.
Will Smith, your favourite Spice Girl?
Sporty, because her fitness regime makes her the most suitable one for organ donation.
Honest but dangerous choices. Russell Howard?
Jerry, or as I like to call her, Melty Spice.
And Miranda Hart?
Sporty.
Wow.
She can sing. She can.
So, in third place with 18%, it's Ginger or Jerry Spice. And Baby Spice comes in number two with 30%. That means the number one choice of our audience here with 34% is Sporty Spice.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So an astonishing amount of extra points there. Let's push straight on to our next top three. Will Smith, you're setting this one out. Please sit back as we hammer out the top three beauty treatments. I don't know why, but let's start off with Richard Herring.
The back sack and crack.
Somebody had to say that. I'm glad you said it early on. Let's get it out of the way. For those that don't know what that is, Richard, what is it?
It is having all the hair ripped out of your back and your testicular and buttock areas.
Surely the whole point of these beauty treatments is that you can show it off to somebody, but I can't imagine how you go, here, look at this.
That's why nobody has ever had it done, ever.
But who had
it? David Beckham.
Beckham's had it done.
Apparently, I don't know.
That must be tricky when it starts growing back, though. No wonder he takes his free kicks in a funny way. He's just wriggling it.
Any beauty treatments around the face?
Botox is on the face.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a poison, isn't it, of some kind that you inject into your face to stop you having any expressions, which a lot of actors are going for, apparently, which would seem to me foolish, as most of their job involves pulling faces.
I think it's sad. I think people are really attractive when they get older. Aging gracefully is beautiful. I like a wrinkle.
Do you?
Yeah, fact.
This is like a really interesting speed date that we're on the minute.
I like wrinkly men.
I like wrinkles and bras.
Has anyone ever been in a flotation tank?
The idea is frightening.
They're horrible.
What is it?
Well, you're basically like you're locked in a tank in this like sort of little room in this salty water. It's like being locked in a room with someone you hate because you just spend it with your thoughts. It was boring.
What is it? What do you actually?
You just lie there and there's I was in quite a sort of a scummy place, so I don't think we had the tape. Like normally you have a tape of. But I swear I heard it was just some bloke from Bristol going.
Let's come up with some more beauty treatments then.
Well, you see, I know as the woman on the show I should be coming up with loads, but I'm not a fan. The whole idea of a treatment is scary. I think I'm too British and too middle class to enjoy people fiddling with me. And I certainly wouldn't want a pedicure because I've got very, very ticklish feet. You know, when I was younger, I broke someone's nose because they were tickling my feet. You know, when tickling becomes really unpleasant, you can't breathe.
Yeah.
It's really not funny.
The initial bit of tickling, oh, that's fun, and then I will kill you.
And I broke someone's nose.
Wow. What was his or her name?
Sophie Davis. Sorry. Then again, she was tickling. It's not funny.
I'll give you a point for closure there. You've closure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
What's a lot of fun? Have you ever been, you know, like at hotels sometimes, they have massages in different rooms and you go for one with your mate. And I went with my mate Russell and his masseuse came out and I'm like, can I pretend to be you? Can I go back in? She was like, yeah, fair enough. So I wandered in and you've never heard anyone scream as much. So I just grabbed up both his buttocks and went, oh yeah. Just fantastic.
I had an embarrassing moment where I went for a massage in, it was a hotel in Vegas, and you could use the spa as well. I was in my swimming trunks, so I got into the jacuzzi, and there was this other guy in there. And then he got out, and he was naked. And then I realised, oh, you're supposed to be naked in here. And I had this really weird thing of kind of, are they going to laugh at me for wearing trunks? But do I take them off in the jacuzzi and then leave them there and just pretend I came in naked?
Imagine that. That's what you should have done, just so they were floating when, someone came in earlier.
Trunks. What a loser.
There's 5 points for guessing my favourite beauty treatment.
Spray tan? Did you go for a bit of
seaweed
spray
wrap?
Tan?
No, my favourite is cosmetic dentistry, because I had my teeth fixed 5 years ago, and it's the only thing I've ever done. When you go to a what I consider to be a celebrity dentist, you look at the photos on their mantelpiece of other celebrities they've done, thinking, you know, this is what I'm going to get. The only two...
Other celebrities. Yeah.
Hey, I haven't told you who the celebrities were yet. The only two pictures he had of famous people were Elvis Costello and Rolf Harris. No more time to talk about beauty treatments. And don't forget, if you haven't played your Joker, you have to start thinking about playing it soon. Let's say your final top threes and whether you're going to go for it now, starting with Russell.
Spray tan,
flotation tank, and back sack and crack.
Richard Herring.
I've got to play my Joker.
OK.
I think he'll go for back, crack and sack, because he is a comedian and thus unable to resist saying that. I think he will also go for
facial.
And a full body massage.
Okay, Miranda, your top three, please.
I'm going to go back massage, eyelash tint. And not because I can have one, but because it is funny, back sack and crack.
Okay, then. Let us then find out, Will Smith, what's in your envelope? Your top three beauty treatments.
Right. We have Botox, because well, what could be more natural than injecting poisonous bacteria into your face? Colonic irrigation. And finally, back sack and crack.
So there's a big scoring round there. In last place, Russell Howard. Joint second place, Miranda Hart and Richard Herring. Still in the lead, Mr. Will Smith. OK, time for another round of either or. Again, it's points for reasons, not answers. So, Miranda Hart, either or. Chunky or smooth?
Well, I presume you're referring to peanut butter. That was the reference I got. In which case, both are abhorrent, mainly because I can't eat the peanuts. So I'm going to change the reference, if I may, to soup and go chunky.
I'll give you 2 points for turning the question around to soup.
Thank you.
Your whim. Russell Howard, nature or nurture?
It depends what you're going to see, isn't it? So if it's a bear roaring or tending for someone sickly, like, so what's the best animal versus who's the best human being you could look after? So I'd quite like to see a Siberian tiger, but if Katherine Heigl from Knocked Up was feeling ill, I'd like to look after her.
You've thought this through, Russell. Yep. I'll give you 3 points.
Thank you.
Will Smith, Strictly Come Dancing or Saturday Night Fever?
Well, Saturday Night Fever is a fantastic soundtrack. And unfortunately, the film features John Travolta, who I won't forgive because of Battlefield Earth and the 2.5 hours of my life he stole. whereas Strictly Come Dancing gave me my ultimate dance fantasy, which was 80s snooker legend Willie Thorne doing a waltz.
That's an excellent insight into your life. You can have 3 points, Will. Richard Herring, Snoop Dogg or Cat Stevens?
They've both had 3 different names, because Cat Stevens was born Stephen Dimitri Giorgio, then he changed his name to Cat Stevens, then he thought, that's a bit of a stupid name. I'll call myself Yusuf Islam instead, which is more sensible and grown up. Snoop Dogg was born Cordazar Calvin Broadus Jr., then he changed his name to Snoop Doggy Dog, then he thought, that's a bit stupid. I'll change it to Snoop Dogg. I think Cat Stevens, because, you know, he's grown up.
So 3 points to Richard there. Let's move on to our final top three. Right, Richard, you're sitting this one out. The rest of you, we're after your top three, Mr. Man or Little Miss. Miranda Hart, please do start us off.
I would like to say Mr. Bounce, because I love the idea of that. It's very joyous, and I'd love to bounce and boying around. I think it sounds brilliant. But the story's really sad. Do you know the story?
Remind us.
Well, he gets used as a tennis ball. And then he goes to the doctor, and he asks to be cured of his bouncism. And he gets given some really heavy shoes. So he goes to bed that night, and he really thinks that his bouncism has been cured, and then the next morning he gets out of bed and he falls through the bedroom ceiling into his kitchen.
That's very nice. You remember them well. Obviously they meant a lot to you when you were growing up.
Yeah, and I like the idea of Mr. Clumsy, because I liked that when I was younger, because I am one of the clumsiest people I know, so it was nice to know that there was somebody more clumsy. The other thing that I was remembering is that, oh, I don't know whether I should... Oh,
yes.
I was in a train from Edinburgh, and I went to the loo, and oh. I shut the door, and I thought I'd fully locked it, and I pulled down my trousers, and then the train did one of those sort of lurches, you know, like a sort of... brake thing and I fell through the door. And you might say, oh, well, you were only in a sort of little compartment and no one sits there. No, I was in front of the buffet queue. Yeah, that's why I love Mr. Clumsy. Obviously, I can't say Mr. Tickle because I would kill him.
The Mr. Men, Russell.
I've done some research, and Mr. Fussy, right, has a haircut and a moustache that makes him look a little bit like Hitler. he irons his own shoelaces. He sounds like a laugh. He's just got OCD, that's all he's got. There's another one called Little Miss Tidy. Whose favourite is that going to be? Oh, what cartoon madness now? Hoovering again. Mr. Funny, he lives in a teapot. Funny guy. And the best is, there is one of them called Mr. Wrong. How dodgy does he sound?
Will Smith.
Well, I have a few problems with the ethos of the Mr. Men books. I'm not being sexist at all, but I really don't hold with the Little Miss books because they're tokenistic. They're the Scrappy-Doo of the Mr. Men franchise, i.e. rubbish. No, what do we learn from Little Miss Greedy that we haven't already learned from Mr. Greedy? Nothing. That said, I like Mr. Messy and Mr. Mister.
I'll give you 3 points.
Because for mentioning your favourite band.
But not my favourite Mr. Man. Come on, that's my point.
Mr. Noisy.
Mr. Strong.
No. Mr. Nosy.
No.
Mr. Tickle.
Mr. Happy. I like Mr. Happy because it was the first one that anyone thought of, and he was round and yellow and he had a big smile on his face. Yeah. And Glasgow City Council used him in 1983 to rebrand their city and said, and I quote, "Perceptions about Glasgow were radically altered overnight." Okay, that's your lot, I'm afraid. So for the last time, I'm about to ask for your top threes. Will and Russell, you haven't played your jokers yet. So, Miranda, your top three Mr. Men or Little Misses?
Mr. Clumsy, Little Miss Sunshine and Mr. Cheerful.
Russell, you're playing your joker.
Yes.
And what are your top three?
I'm going to go for Mr. Funny, Mr. Wrong and Mr. Fussy.
OK, Will, you're also playing your joker. What have you got?
Mr. Noisy, Mr. Messy and Mr. Bojangles.
The scores here could change everything, so Richard Herring, open your envelope, please.
I've gone for Mr. Tickle, sorry, Miranda. Mr. Small and Mr. Lazy, because I believe that one is based on Roger Hargreaves, who basically just used the same idea over and over again.
So no bonus points there, and that means at the end of today's show, our top three losers are Richard Herring, Russell Howard and Miranda Hart, and our winner this week is Will Smith. That's all from us for today's show. A big thank you to all my guests. And remember, there's no business like show business, although prostitution does share several of the key aspects. Goodbye.
Banter was presented by Andrew Collins and featured Miranda Hart, Richard Herring, Russell Howard and me, Will Smith. The show was devised by Tim Barber and the producer was Alison Carpenter. Banter is an Avalon production for BBC Radio 4.